All right, let's talk about AOV. I didn't always understand the secrets to AOV, right? At the beginning, I mean, you just kind of understand that AOV is completely fundamental and foundational for you to scale to the biggest numbers, right? Those who can spend the most on campaigns win, right? And basically, if you have a super high AOV, you could afford a super high CPA. So getting the highest AOV is absolutely critical for you to blow your campaign to its full potential, right? To unleash the full amount of growth that you can possibly create. So I'd never really understood AOV. You know, being an affiliate marketer, you only get paid at the beginning of the sale. You only get paid on day one when somebody buys. So I was just optimizing for the beginning of my career just to get as much people to buy. You know, there's this rule in affiliate marketing called the squeaky wheel gets the grease, which kind of means like sometimes you have to bug the affiliate manager or bug some of the people you're working with in order to kind of get what you want at the end of the day. So when we were working with this skincare brand, I remember asking the owner, hey man, can you bump the payout, right? Because as an affiliate, all you can do to boost AOV is just bump your own payout. That's essentially it. You only get one payout when somebody buys. So I'm like, hey man, can you bump the payout for this offer? And the guy's like, no, the AOV is super low. Like, it's really, really small. There's no way, we're kind of maxed out here. There's nothing we can do. And I was like, come on, man. Like, of course you could bump it, right? Like, our VSLs are amazing. They convert like crazy. You have an amazing AOV. Where's this Facebook traffic? This is awesome. He's like, no, there's really nothing I can do. And we get done and we're just like, I know this guy's like, you know, cheaping out on us, but there's nothing we can kind of do. So when we finally launched our own brand, we started with a test page just to replicate the campaign to see if we can replicate the results that we were doing. And when we launched the VSL, immediately we saw that, holy crap, the AOV is actually super low. Like, the guy wasn't lying. This is real. Something about the way we're getting people to buy here is really small. Not a lot of people are buying a lot. You know, I would talk to other friends who had supplement businesses, and they were, average supplement is like $79, but they were getting people to buy like $230 AOV. The average order was like $230, over three times the price of a single product. And I'm looking at our product and I'm like, our product is not almost three times the price of a single product, right? Like, something's going on here. I would like to fix this. So at the beginning, we did what everyone does, right? We focused on the upsells, right? Six bottle upsell, three bottle downsell, another six bottle upsell of the under eye cream, and then a three bottle downsell coming up next, right? The typical flow, if you ever study AOV boosting, the number one thing, the number one rule is always sell more of what they just bought on the first upsell, and then downsell them more of what they just bought. That's kind of the fundamental rule if you study everywhere. The first thing that we did was we applied the text sales letters to our upsells, like long form text sales letters to inspire people to buy more, and that started to boost AOV. And then we heard about the video sales letters, and I was like, really, are people gonna watch a 20 minute VSL and then gonna go watch another 10 minute VSL on the upsell after they just bought? No, just let's put them through. That turned out to be a limiting belief. That turned out to be completely false, because the second that we made our upsell a video, a VSL, right, VSL to checkout page, to VSL to another VSL, suddenly it started working better, right? Suddenly the AOV got bumped even more. So based on my understanding right now, having AOV upsell video scripts are the best way that you can kind of do it, and you'll find the clutch AOV upsell script inside the course later on. I'll be showing it to you. So whenever you do an upsell, you just rewrite this particular script, and this has converted well for Mindvalley, and this has converted well for the brands that I've owned in the past. So we applied these different upsells to our flow, and we found out that, you know, our AOV was kind of medium now. It was kind of average. It wasn't something that really was gonna get us to explode. We really felt like there was a missing piece to the puzzle that we just hadn't kind of figured out yet. So we had this big VSL shoot coming up, and we were writing the script, and I wanted to make sure that this was the best possible campaign of my entire life. There was a big copy accelerator meetup coming on in Las Vegas, so I flew out to Vegas with my team and sat down and started listening to Stefan Georgi, who's one of the OG copywriter, like VSL crew guys out there. And I was listening to Stefan. He started to talk about this thing called the money close, right? He started having me pivot my attention to how I'm closing the people in the VSL that I'm currently running. Now, when I looked at my current close, it was super short. It was really like maybe four or five sentences, a little bit of scarcity, and like a hard call to action to get them to buy now. And then what Stefan came up and started talking about was like, listen, people who mess up their closes and don't really learn closes, but they're still getting people to buy, you're really just inspiring people to buy the least amount possible in order to dip their toe in the water and get them to try absolutely risk-free. And he introduced this idea of the money close, and that if you go in and you update your close, you just literally copy paste the close that's working really, really well for somebody else, you're inspiring them to buy as much as they can right now and as much as they can for the future. So when he was talking about money closes, he had me kind of realize, like, I think the problem is in the close of my own script. And as he was talking about this, it was kind of like, oh, that makes a lot of sense. You know, I think I can understand that, you know, first off, I never really tested closes. I just was like an affiliate. I was just kind of throwing stuff together. I think there's something here that I never really quite figured out, which is in the closes. So I took Stefan's AOV money script and I applied it to mine script. Suddenly my script went from like 11 to 12 minutes long to 20 minutes long. It was like an 8-minute close walking through, you know, basically inspiring them to buy as much as they can. And like, you know, what happens if you only buy one bottle and then you come back and it's sold out again. So there's all these different kind of sales tactics to inspire people to buy as much as possible. And then when we launched that VSL, that's when the AOV went nuclear. That's when suddenly we had, you know, top 10% AOV in the entire industry. And that was a lesson I didn't ever have to learn again for the rest of my life. Like, that is it. We went around and we studied all sorts of different closes for maybe some of the top ClickBank VSLs out there. And one of the things we discovered was that the Research VSL, that script for supplements in general, was more powerful than the AOV money close that we had tested in the past. So that kind of became, the Research close became our main AOV upsell script, the ultimate AOV upsell script. And when we went to Mind Valley, I helped craft a new close that specializes in inspiring people to buy as much yearly subscriptions as possible. If you're selling subscriptions, you want to get as much people on the yearly subscription as possible. Of course, if you're selling e-com products, you want them to buy as much as possible. Those are kind of the two kind of fundamental things here. You know, one of the interesting AOV lessons that Stefan taught me was never show one bottle, right? Always show six bottles. I remember when we worked with our dark spot correcting spokesperson, we had to send her bottles. We don't send her one bottle. We sent her six bottles so that when we show her in the video, she's got all these different bottles, right? When we're filming the authority figure, all the six bottles are lined up behind them. Every time we show an actress, she's holding multiple bottles. You never want to show one bottle whenever you're showing a customer using your product. You always want to show them with the most amount that they could buy to start hinting in the subconscious mind and make these little suggestions that you're going to walk away with a large amount of bottles today, right? If you look at some of the biggest tech sales letters, you see six bottles lined up over and over again. They always show the maximum amount of product that someone could buy in order to start suggesting that you should buy this much product. Because if you only show one bottle, you're only going to keep suggesting them to buy one bottle. So that's it. As you go later on in this program, you'll find the ultimate AOV close, which is basically the Research close, along with the Mind Valley close. Take these closes and just copy paste them. You know, copy paste them inside of your VSLs and watch your AOV bump right out of the gate. It was the missing secret that I never had. And once I began applying this, everything just took off from there. So enjoy the AOV close. That's an easy money maker that you'll be able to use.